Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Naye Ja Momina Ata Ho Rahe Hain. Jo Har Dam Khuda Par Fida Ho Rahe Hain. وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائی قوم پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تجھے کو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد This beautiful ash'ar that we have heard This is actually the bayans of our Dala Sheikh Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu Who was known as the Rumi of the time And how Hazrat explained Maulana Rum Rahmatullahi's poem of the poems of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People actually could not even differentiate the difference between the two. And Hazrat was like the Tabriz of the time and the Mujaddid of the time. As Hazrat has taught us, our beloved Shaykh, that when our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi came particularly to South Africa and throughout the world, He opened the chapter of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that this is the main thing a person should be loving for and achieving. So here Hazrat is explaining in this beautiful bayan of his that this path of tasawwuf, we coming here to the company of the mashayikh, which Allah Ta'ala commands us to do, that ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu as-sadiqin. That, O people, once you have brought iman, now you are my friends. But increase your friendship. Increase your friendship all the time. And for this, Allah has made it very easy. Allah just says, kunu as-sadiqin. And as Hazrat explains in this poem also, who are the sadiqin? Who are the true pious servants of Allah? You just sit with them, this will get transferred from one heart to another heart. So we have to come here with an open heart, an open mind. As Hazrat has taught us also, that we shouldn't think that I heard this bayan already, or even an example is being given, or I heard this. No, sit with an open mind that I'm hearing it the first time. And every time you hear it, you'll see another great benefit will dawn upon a person. So Hazrat is saying that in this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, naye jaam o meena ata ho rahe hai. And how the pious servants, the Sufiya ikiram, they have got such great enjoyment in taking the name of Allah, the zikr of Allah, that now they have made people realize that all the artificial intoxications of this world, that's not intoxication. That is the height of stupidity. That a person loses himself, he doesn't even know who is his mother, doesn't even know who is his wife. Real intoxication is the wine of the love of Allah. And that is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where we will get the taste of it, and where we will get the strings from, those people who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we should make shukr to Allah ta'ala in this great Mubarak month where Allah is distributing. And Allah Ta'ala wants us to get this love of His. Allah has blessed us with the month of Ramadan Sharif. Then Allah has given us this Mubarak Majlis where Allah Ta'ala said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we should beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah, you have brought us here. Don't let us be deprived in any way. Grant us our full share of this great wealth. And how to get this love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And as you tread this path of the love of Allah, Hazrat says that you'll enjoy this wine of the love of Allah. You make your zikr regularly and punctually, you'll see it's enjoyable to sit and make zikr. But every time now you are striving and carrying on, this path of the love has got the of the love of Allah Ta'ala is such an ocean that got no shore. Allah Ta'ala is unlimited, Allah's love is unlimited also. So Allah Ta'ala will bless a person all the time with new enjoyable wines. So Hazrat says, how to get this? Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, wafani buto se juda ho raha hai. That every moment of a person's life, a person has to sacrifice himself for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person should not think that I am old, I regularly come to the khanka, so I know what is happening. No, the reality of what is happening is a person, as we come regularly, a person realizes that I haven't even started my ABC of my spiritual reformation. And all the time a person has got this fikr and worry that I must be sacrificing my life for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And on that a person will realize, every time you do a good action, you'll realize, I faltered, how could I do this? And then a person makes dua to Allah, makes istighfar, tawbah, cries to Allah, as Hazrat explains in the poem here. And what is the sign that a person is sacrificing himself for the love of Allah every moment of his life? And why not? Allah is giving us our life. We are breathing in oxygen every split moment. The great special ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, jisne tumhe dil diya, usi ko dil de do. Who gave you this life, this heart? Give your life to Him and see how Allah Ta'ala will appreciate what Allah will give in return in this world already. Wafani buto se juda ho raha hai. A person will able to see clearly all the artificial idols of this world. Whether it's our sports, whether it's our business, whether it's infatuation with women, etc. All these artificial things a person will realize, this is not for me. There's no enjoyment in that. So the more a person comes to these Mubarak gatherings and we make our zikr regularly, we punctual at our ibadat, a person will see you as you become the true loyal servant of Allah, then all these artificial things automatically you'll able to leave. Otherwise you think it's very hard, I can't control my gazes. Me and sports, what's wrong with sports? I can't leave it out. But when we come here regularly, inshallah, with the correct intention and we make du'as, a person will automatically see. Now even your friends will realize, now why are you not coming with us? Say, no, those things I don't have time for it anymore. وَخَمْرَ كُهَنْتُ قَوِيْتَرْهِ لَكِنْ نَيَ جَامُ مِينَ أَطَاهُ رَهِ. Those lovers of Allah who are treading the spot of the love of Allah, the mashayikh, Allah Ta'ala gives them the enjoyment of the obedience of Allah and the love of Allah and the zikr of Allah like very strong wine. And the older the wine, the more valuable it is, the more delicious it is. But this is not the wine of this world. As Allah Ta'ala says, if you stay away from the wine of this world, Allah will give us sharaban tahura in Jannah. And this is this wine that here you get the taste of it by the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the obedience of Allah. And the more you get involved in the obedience of Allah and you make your zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this wine becomes very strong, Hazrat explains. And this is the condition of the very pious servants of Allah. Hazrat is talking about the condition of their heart. But Allah Hazrat says, lekin, in the spot of the love of Allah, you don't just get one type of wine. Naye jamo meena tahorai. Every time Allah Ta'ala will now descend down from the heaven, Allah Ta'ala will bless your heart with new goblets and new jugs of wine that will be distributed. And this is what we have come here to get. This is the true wine that now we stay, all these intoxicants, etc., a person will stay far away from that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And today intoxicants is not just wine and drugs. Today our cell phone has become an intoxicant. All this technology, a person is so intoxicated with it. Gambling people have become intoxicated. So all these things will automatically disappear. And a person will get more enjoyment in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Then it will be very easy. Now guna ko chhodna asaan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. Now a person will see, I could not leave sun, but now it's enjoyable to stay away from sun. It's enjoyable not to watch a match, etc. But for this, a person, Allah Ta'ala has given us this one life, what we have to do in this life. Those who don't have reality, they say, إِنِيَا إِلَّا حَيَاتْنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنِ مَبْغُوسِينَ. Like the kuffar, you got one life, so go for adventures, go for holidays. This is not true life. Real life is to prepare for our real life. And for that, what? Allah has given us a heart. Allah has given us this life. What we have to be doing with this? Kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Rahi ishq mein ba wafa ho raha hai. Sometimes you'll have to give your heart, crush your heart. Sometimes your life, you can say, my life will go, but I won't be disloyal to Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is the spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we learn and we hear the incidents of our pious elders and then the pious servants of Allah, how they gave their heart to Allah, how they gave their life to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and where Allah Ta'ala has made the system that when you sit in the company of these friends, the true pious servants of Allah, then the strength will come. Then a person will be surprised how I got saved from that haram act and how I managed to come out of that. But for that, a person will have to give his heart and he have to give his life. And Allah has given us this month of Ramadan Sharif to give us the strength and to show us that when you can stay away from halal for the whole day, who said you can't stay away from haram? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we all want to tread this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. It's a very, very great path, but it's not so cheap also. For myself, I'm saying we all have to realize it ourselves that we have to be become loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the sign of loyalty? And this is what is called taqwa. That a person makes a great effort to stay away from haram. Khushi apne ko unki khushi par lutakar hum ab ahle sidq wa safa ho rahe. The true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is their sign? Who are the sadiqeen? That their desires, etc., they sacrifice it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that the greatest thing is, and the only two worries they have got, that in this world, for one moment, Allah must not be displeased with me. And we are angels, we are not angels, we are human beings. So you see the pious servants, sons Allah Ta'ala protects them. But still, they make a lot of istighfar and tawbah. And we are weak people, so we should be making istighfar and tawbah all the time. So a person who sacrifices his desires for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the enjoyment of his life is something else also. One pious servant of Allah, a person asked him, how are you feeling today? He says, what can be said with regard to that person, according to whose desires the world is functioning? People will not understand this. They'll think, what type of statement is this? How can the world function according to your desires? That is in the control of Allah. They asked him, what you are saying? He says, I have sacrificed all my desires, all my pleasures for the pleasure of Allah. So whatever condition Allah sends down, I'm totally happy. So this condition we have to come learn here from the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, Ab ahle sidq wa safa ho rahi. Now you'll be becoming a person who is a real true person, a true human being, and then your heart will become pure, and then your heart will become musaffa, muzakka, mujalla, that Allah Ta'ala will purify that heart. Allah Ta'ala will start making that heart shine, and then people will want to follow that person. So this is, a person have to sacrifice all our desires for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as Hazrat explains, when Allah Ta'ala says, don't eat, you stop eating. From sehri ends till right till iftar. Now when iftar time the azan goes, Allah says, now eat, it's my dawat, break your roza. Now you can't say, I want to keep another 2-3 minutes extra. Allah says, no, immediately you sacrifice your desires for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And every other haram desire even more. Kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzu ka, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho raha hai. Further in the spot of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Hazrat says that sometimes a person will have to drink the blood of his desires. That sometimes you got great desires, I must do this, or I must buy this car on higher purchase, whatever the case may be. But you realize, no, I shouldn't get involved in interest. It's totally haram. I shouldn't take out this policy. It's totally haram. So you want to, and people are forcing you, family members also, but you drink the blood of your desires. No, I won't do it. Allah Ta'ala will take care of me. And this is what we will get from the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the true pious servants. And then the reality of this part of the love of Allah, as you recognize and get the brief idea of Allah's greatness, now you realize, where is Allah? Allah is very, very great. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, my Rabb is very, very great. Then a person, mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahi. This main thing in this part of the love of Allah, our self-annihilation. That as you progress in the love of Allah, you save yourself from gunai, you don't think it's me, I did something. Or I am a great sheikh, I can give bayans, I am this. No, this khudi, this self-annihilation, that a person takes away everything from himself. Whatever we got is solely and only through the fazl and karam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the person has to annihilate himself, that crush himself, and thus we can't do it ourselves. That is why a person needs a sheikh. A sheikh will take very quick, he'll diagnose us that we still have too much of pride, like myself. All the time, pride is growing. When you get your sheikh, then he will just put one firm step on you, and you'll see, you'll get crushed. But then if you take that and you appreciate that they are guiding us, then as you, Hazrat says here, the more you crushing yourself, khudi, your own self you crushing, ba khuda ho raha hai. You getting more connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, man tawaza'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. This is the path towards the love of Allah is the path of humbleness. And humbleness for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not humbleness in front of somebody or just an outward form that we think we're humbling ourselves. No, for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, wherever I can be, Allah, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, I humble myself. That is a person that Allah Ta'ala loves. And this is what we have come to learn. And this is what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, abdiyat, to be how to be the humble slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The greatest personality, but had the greatest position of abdiyat. And where Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then Hazrat says, how, where is the starting point? And where is the, not only the starting, it continues all the time. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat. Nae baab ulfat ke waah ho raha hai. That first a person comes, realize that how could I be in this terrible way of life. A person realizes Allah has kept the big doors of Tawbah open all the time. So a person cries tears of regret and tears of sorrow and makes Tawbah istighfar, and this is the month particularly to be doing that. Allah's special mercy is descending. Allah's doors of maghfirat are opening. So a person begs Allah, oh Allah, please forgive me. I was living a life of unmindfulness. I was living a reckless life, just enjoying my passion and desires. And I realize there's no enjoyment in that. So a person realizes that, and more greater than that, as you tread the path of the love of Allah, now your ibadat comes in order, but still you realize, where, what kind of ibadat am I making? That is why Hazrat Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allahu Akbar, he used to say that I seen such personalities. He was a Tabi'i, so he's referring to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. He says, I seen such personalities that they whole night they used to be staying awake in tahajjud, in du'as, and at the morning they used to be crying, oh Allah, please, فَكَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They used to sleep very little, exert themselves in getting closer to Allah, in tahajjud, in du'as, in crying over their past lives. And at the time of Fajr, they don't think, oh, we were very great buzurgs, that we made tahajjud, etc. They cry over their sins, or they cry over their guna, their ibadat they regard as sins. He says, today I'm seeing people that in his time, today what is my condition and our condition, he says, I'm seeing people that we are involved in sin and we're still laughing and we are still smiling and still happy. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality that Hazrat says, that very mubarak, blessed, that one tear that Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq to shed in the fear of Allah, in the love of Allah, that tear of yours is very blessed. And what is the tear? The tear of regret. That how would I spend my life? We see many pious servants of Allah, 60 years, 70 years, now they realize that we haven't spent our life properly. And they make sincere tawbah. Now people ask them, how old are you? They don't say, I'm 60 years. They say, I'm 1 month old. Because I only realize why Allah gave me life now. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq, understanding that we shed the tears of regret. And then, as you tread this love of Allah, Allah will open new doors of the love of Allah. Now you see the enjoyment of tilawat. When you just pick up the Quran Kareem, how much enjoyment there is in there. Then you see the enjoyment of making your zikr, the enjoyment of going early for salah, etc. All these things, the enjoyment of making wuzu, all these things Allah Ta'ala will open to a person's heart. And realize that, as Hazrat has explained us, that all the real bounties of Allah is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman, etc. These are the real bounties that Allah will open to our heart. And all this a person will realize, ye shane karam hai ke naya nai ko par karam unke har dam ata ho raha hai. As a person gets closer and closer to Allah, he doesn't think that I am a very great person. He realizes I am a nalaik, I'm not worthy of anything. I am the most useless servant of Allah, but this is Allah's special favor upon me. As our Dada Shaykh in another beautiful poem says so beautifully, agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to kabil hi nahi. Said, oh Allah, if you have shown kindness to me, and you have brought me in this beautiful gathering, you gave me tawfiq to fast, you gave me tawfiq to make my salah, etc. It is only your kindness. I am not worthy of it in any way. And such servants of Allah, all the time they realize, karam unke har dam ata ho raha hai. That every step of ours, every moment of ours, it is only Allah's special mercy that is descending upon us. And they engage in so much shukr. And the more we make shukr, the principle of Allah, Allah will increase us even more. Finally, Hazrat mentions that, muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, ke sultan hokar gada ho raha hai. That, oh Akhtar, Hazrat addressing himself, but teaching us that see how beautiful is the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the miracle of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person can be a king, he can be ruling the world, But when he doesn't have that love of Allah, he realizes, I am nothing. I don't have anything. And to become the lover of Allah, I have to sacrifice the world. And then what love Allah will give me, that kingdom is something else. And Ya Hazrat is probably referring to basically Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. And you just mention it quickly, that he was the king of Balkh. He had a big kingdom. And he was ruling there for so many years. But it came in his heart that I'm short of this love of Allah. I don't have that great gift. So he decided that now I will sacrifice this whole kingdom. And I'll take an old blanket of mine and I'll go sit at the river bank and meditate over the greatness of Allah and find Allah Rabbul Izzat. So he gave the kingdom, he told one of the ministers, you can become the king now. And he went to sit at the river bank and making ibadat of Allah, making istighfar, tawbah. Allah blessed him with such love. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with such closeness to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One day one of the ministers were taking his ride down past the river bank. They saw an old man there, busy sewing his old blanket. So then as he came closer, he saw, this is Sultan Ibn Ibrahim Ibn Adham Rahmat. This was our king. And he used to wear royal clothes every day. How foolish is he? That now he is sewing his blanket. Allah put kashf, and Allah opened to his heart the thought of that person. Immediately that needle that he was sewing his blanket with, he threw it into the river. It was a rusted needle. And then he made dua, Ya Allah, I want my needle back. Allah Ta'ala commanded 100,000 fish to come up with golden needles. He said, Oh Allah, I want my own needle. Then Allah commanded one fish to go down and take out his own rusted needle and give it to him. Then he looked at his friend as minister and he said, which kingdom was better? Was I a better king there or I'm a king here? He said, please teach me this way of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that we have to humble ourselves in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.